Several farm wagons and carts were moving creakily along the road to Addleston, and suddenly, through the gate of a field, we saw, across a stretch of flat meadow, 6 12-pounders, standing neatly at equal distances, pointing toward Woking. The gunners stood by the guns waiting, and the ammunition wagons were at a businesslike distance. The men stood almost as if under inspection. "That's good," said I. "They will get one fair shot at any rate." The artilleryman hesitated at the gate. "I shall go on," he said. Farther on toward Weybridge, just over the bridge, there were a number of men in white fatigue jackets throwing up a long rampart, and more guns behind. "It's bows and arrows against the lightning, anyhow," said the artilleryman. "They haven't seen that fire beam yet." The officers who were not actively engaged stood and stared over the treetop southwestward, and the men digging would stop every now and again to stare in the same direction. Byfleet was in a tumult. People packing, and a score of hussars, some of them dismounted, some on horseback, were hunting them about. 3 or 4 black government wagons, with crosses in white circles, and an old omnibus, among other vehicles, were being loaded in the village street. There were scores of people, most of them sufficiently sabbatical to have assumed their best clothes. The soldiers were having the greatest difficulty in making them realize the gravity of their position. We saw one shriveled old fellow with a huge box and a score or more of flower pots containing orchids, angrily expostulating with the corporal who would leave them behind. I stopped and gripped his arm. "Do you know what's over there?" I said, pointing at the pine tops that hid the Martians.
"Eh?" said he, turning. "I was explaining. These is valuable."
"Death," I shouted. "Death is coming. Death." And leaving him to digest that if he could, I hurried on after the artilleryman. At the corner, I looked back. The soldier had left him, and he was still standing by his box, with the pots of orchids on the lid of it, and staring vaguely over the trees. No one in Weybridge could tell us where the headquarters were established. The whole place was in such confusion as I had never seen in any town before. Carts, carriages, everywhere. The most astonishing miscellany of conveyances and horseflesh. The respectable inhabitants of the place, men in golf and boating costumes, wives prettily dressed, were packing. Riverside loafers energetically helping. Children excited and, for the most part, highly delighted at this astonishing variation of their Sunday experiences. In the midst of it all, the worthy vicar was very pluckily holding an early celebration, and his bell was jangling out above the excitement.